Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. This is Dallas and Shelley with Horror of Your Lives. Now, I know it's been a month since we were on here before. Life just gets kind of busy, you know? And we've been watching a lot of movies in that time. We watched one, was it last night or the night before, called The Banished?
The night before.
Night before. With Thomas Jane and I can't remember the late girl's name. She was in that movie 6 days, seven nights. Anyway, and then I watched another movie called Skyman on Amazon Prime.
Hold on, you're talking about The Banished, so let's just stay on track. Just a tad bit. So, it is actually produced by, is directed by one of my...
Anne Heche, that's her name.
Yeah, Anne Heche. But it's we're talking Peter Facinelli, which is one of my favorite directors, okay?
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, it was... It had... Wow, it was really interesting. Had Gregory Harrison in it. Had a lot of...
That was The Vanished.
Yeah.
Oh, man, he looks different, that's for sure, from when he did Trapper John.
Well, people age.
I know, but you don't expect it, you know? I mean,
well,
some people just... They're around you all the time and they age, so you're used to it. And when you see an actor you haven't seen for years, all of a sudden he's like Grandpa Jones, with the gray hair and the...
But, you know, even for being 70, he's still really good looking.
Well, that's your opinion. I liked him as an actor because I used to watch... I watched Trapper John religiously, man. I think that's the only other show besides Monk that I've seen all the episodes to. I still haven't seen all of Magnum. I'd like to, but...
Trust me, I've seen all of that.
Yeah, Tom Selleck was perfect for that role. Anyway, I can't think of any other movies that we've watched.
We've watched that. I did recently purchase The Tax Collector.
Yeah, we're going to watch that later.
Tomorrow.
That's with Shia LaBeouf. I think that's how you say his name. He hasn't really been active in movies because of his bad attitude.
But don't we all have him?
I know, but he went on video slamming, you know, the president and everybody else. And my opinion is,
I respect, you know, the office. I don't respect the person.
But that's what I'm saying. You know, everybody has a right to their opinion, but. You know what? No matter what people do, that they can riot all they want, it's not going to change anything.
We're stuck with the dude for 4 years, unless he gets kicked out for some stupid reason.
Well, he's almost out of office.
But he's almost out. If you don't like him, vote him out. We're the only people that can do that.
Yep.
So if you don't like him that much, vote the man out.
Shut up or put up, right, Shelley?
But, I mean, I'm not saying I like him, because honestly, you can ask my husband, I really don't like the man. But,
nope.
I respect the office.
But see, what I think is everybody has the constitutional right to vote. You're allowed by the Constitution to life, love, liberty, freedom of press, freedom of speech. This isn't China or Russia, you know. Where you were put in prison for saying what was on your mind.
But I was also taught that it's either vote or shut up.
Exactly.
If you don't practice your right to vote, then you have no right to speak.
Well, I don't believe in that at all, because...
As far as, you know, I don't think so, but on certain things, you know, if you didn't take the time to vote, what do you say?
Well,
come
you can...
on, people, vote.
If you don't vote...
Express yourself.
Right, exactly. But if you don't vote, I'm not going to... I mean, Like
I'm
I said,
not going to tell you what to do, but please
freedom
vote.
Of speech, freedom to vote, all that kind of stuff. So people have the freedom to vote or not.
And yeah, whether they choose to or not. But it's like, come on.
It's the people that complain the most. They're like squeaky wheels. Mm-hmm. You got to give the squeaky wheels grease.
More grease. The squeaky wheels do not always get the job done because they don't.
Well, exactly. Look at what happened last election. You know, Trump won by a fucking landslide because her supporters didn't get out and vote. None of them.
Because they thought that because he was such a...
Idiot.
Idiot and a scoundrel that, you know, he's not going to win. Well, guess what, people? Bada bing.
Bada bing, bada boom.
So, you know...
And I wanted to mention the fact that I think I've said it before. There's an app called Slasher, and Damon is the, I guess you call him the moderator, auditor, whatever. I interviewed him on my podcast a month ago, and my I know the podcast probably didn't come out the way it should have. I'm still learning at this. So I went and bought a microphone, a little cheap microphone. I want to see if it works at FYE today. Hey, if it works, I just got to take care of it because it's a cheap little piece of plastic. Again, like I said.
That's what we can afford right now.
Yeah, exactly.
And
I wanted to mention the fact that... I sell hand-drawn, I draw them, because I don't think I've ever seen anybody else do it, and I've been around horror my whole life, you know. I mean, I've even got a shiny bookmark of the two girls, but I bought that at Barnes & Noble. I just haven't seen anybody hand-draw, and I know I'm not the best artist in the world, but each bookmark, I probably got like 60 of them now, depends in price. I say anywhere between $5 to $10.
You guys, he is good. He is really good. And I laminate them so they last forever.
Yeah, when I drew those first two bookmarks, 3 or 4 years ago, I think I wanted to show it. I was putting tape on them. Because, you know, a flimsy little piece of paper is going to rip. And then I got the idea from my wife. And it didn't even dawn on me to laminate them, you know. It really didn't. And I'm glad she suggested it because I went to Walmart and bought a laminator and paper. Or the laminate. I don't know what you call it, plastic paper, whatever. But and it's worked out fine. But like I said, I've got the Shining. I've got Nikola Tesla. I've got... Albert Einstein, I've drawn The Shining, Godzilla, Annabelle.
Black Butler.
I can do Black Butler, I can do Disney. And usually a drawing usually only takes me a day or two. If I really sit down and focus on it, I can have it done in a day. But yeah, it's my hobby. I do it so I don't kill myself, honestly. It takes my mind off of this bullshit we call life and the problems that we have. And I know that probably sounds chicken shit, but again, like I said before, this is my podcast. If you don't like it, don't listen to it. I've drawn Badfinger, the band, Pete Ham, and the bassist, Tom Evans. I've drawn a 1969 Dodge Daytona. It's red and green. Well, the fin's green, but first car really I think I've ever drawn. It goes from 0 to 60 in 5.2 seconds. Top speed of 185 miles an hour. And that should probably tell you why they don't allow them in NASCAR. You know. Oh no. I've got Pete Ham, I've got Yellow Submarine from the Beatles. I surprised myself by how good it turned out, Yellow Submarine.
That is wonderful, guys.
And on the back it says the Beatles. And they were only banned from 1962 to 1970. 8 years, guys. Anyway, I want to start another bookmark. The paper's not exactly the straightest in the world, but
okay, I'm working on it.
At least you know you're getting an original when the paper I draw this on is all fucked up.
I try to trim it as straight as possible because he's not the best
writer in the world. No, I am not. Hell, I'll admit it. Usually when I cut, I'm trying to cut the rough edges off because I cut them or rip them out of the art book that I've been using. I finally found something that I've drawn before, but usually I only do it like one every 6 years or whatever. But I've been doing this since probably what, Shelley? Right after the pandemic started.
Yeah, to give yourself something to do.
Yeah, and my daughter says I've been getting better at it, so her name's Katie. She says my profiles are getting better. So, I pulled my bookmarks out. I've got the Red Drum, the Shining. I've got Jack running through the hedge maze with his axe. And it just says Red Drum, the Shining. And on the back it says, come play with us forever and ever and ever. I've done a Knights Templar with a couple of their flags on the back. I've done a Sphinx and an Egyptian mummy with two, I don't know what those dogs are called, the wolves or whatever. They might even be jackals, I don't know. Jack poking his head through the door saying, here's Johnny. I did a Dizzy one, that's my daughter's. Then I got a picture of that pig from the Overlook Hotel, the one that's giving that old man a blowjob in that hotel room when Wendy runs into the hallway. They both get up and look at her, and then she runs into an old man who's drinking. He's got blood all over his head. It's a great party, isn't it? So I've got one of my favorites, Bruce the shark from Jaws. And on the front it says, Amity, July 4th, 1975. That shark looks pretty good, don't it, Phil? The shark. I've got the end of the trail. And on the back I've got a tomahawk. That one turned out actually really good. I'm not going to sell that one. I've got another Shining of the carpet. Shelley.
If you want something, just tell them. Just tell us.
You know? How did that eye turn out, though?
The eye's awesome. And seriously, if you want something, tell him. He can do it.
E equals MC squared. Here's my Albert Einstein bookmark. One of his quotes, he was born in 1879, died in 1955. But one of his famous quotes that I really like, it says, things are infinite. The universe and human stupidity. And I'm not sure about the universe. He says it's better to keep your mouth shut and appear stupid than to open it and remove all doubt. And then I've got the cover of the movie The Thing, where that guy's standing there in all that ice with bright beams coming out of his face. And that was based on a short story called Who Goes There by John W. Campbell Jr. And then I've got one of my favorites from Chucky. I got Chucky and his bride. And it says, friends to the end. Heidi ho. Snoopy sob with camel. He's an ace, so I drew a picture of an ace of spades. And then, you ever see a movie called Trilogy of Terror with Karen Black? She gets a Zuni fetish doll And the little warning says, don't take the bell off. Just the warning says, bell must stay on at all times. Well, she gets mad at her mom, hangs up the phone, slams the doll down, and she doesn't see the little chain come off her waist, which wakes him up, and he starts chasing her all over the apartment. They did a really good job, but if you haven't seen it, the end is pretty cool. I bet it stinks, but it was pretty cool. Bruce Lee, the dragon. I've got Max Schreck as Count Orlok, directed by F.W. Murnau, one of my favorite old silent movies. And then one of my favorite pictures I did was Edgar Allan Poe. I love his work. It's just so sad. He looks, every picture I've ever seen him in, he looks really sad. He wrote the story called The Raven. Then I got Diana, Princess of Wales. I call her the Princess of the White Rose. She was born in 61 and died in 97. Frodo, for the One Ring. On the back is the Eye of Sauron, the top of that tower. It says, one ring to rule them all, one ring to find them. One ring to bring them all, and in the darkness find them, in the land of Mordor, where the shadows lie. And then I drew, what's the matter?
Oh, I didn't mean to cast, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's all right. And then I got a mini mouse I drew for my wife. On the front, she's kind of, what would you call that pose, Shelly? Bashful?
Mm-hmm.
And then on the back, she's in a garden, and she's got a bird on her ear, and she's got her finger up your mouth, but shh. that's my wife's. Annabelle. I need to do another one of her. That one really didn't turn out the way I thought it would, but. And then I got a picture of one of my favorite people. His name is Giorgio Tsoulakis. Tsoukalos. From the ancient I can't even think. Anyway, ancient astronaut theorists say Giorgio Tsoulakis for president. What? Ancient aliens is what it was called. And then on the back, I got a picture of two pyramids with two UFOs over the top of them. Another Who Goes There from The Thing by John Carpenter. This is my favorite. Actually, did his hands really well in that one. And then I got a picture of a pumpkin with a knife from Halloween. It's called The Night He Came Home. And then, you remember when, what was his name? That doctor was chasing him all over hell and back. Anyway, the movie said, he said he had the blackest eyes, the devil's eyes. And then he also said, another phrase I like, death has come to your little town. That's Halloween. Then I got one of Jack Torrance from The Shining. All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. This is also my wife. She wanted that one. And then I got a... And I didn't really do this as good as I thought, but Snake Plissken. He's talking to Hauk in the office. And Hauk tells him, we need him alive. And Snake looks at him and says, I don't give a fuck about your war. Or your president. And then
that one's actually really good, believe it or not.
This picture? Bill? This one?
This one is the other dude. Oh yeah. Snake.
And then I got
another first try.
Yeah. And then I got another one of the I call a pumpkin thief. He don't have any hands, but he's got a pumpkin head. And on the back is just a picture of a graveyard with a hand coming out of the ground. I actually like that one, Joe. Look at that.
I've seen them. I laminated all these.
I know, but it looks really cool with the laminate on it. See?
Yeah. This was a recent one that I just did.
Yeah.
Even with all the smudges, it still looks good.
Yeah, I'm still learning. And anyway, one of my favorite people I've ever heard of in my life, his name is Nikola Tesla. Another one of his quotes is, "What one man calls God, another calls the laws of physics." He was ahead of his time. And then I got the badge they used from Escape New York and the USPF. And then on this one, I got Romero from Escape. He walks up to Hauk and says, "Touch me, he dies. You're not in the air in 30 seconds, he dies. Come back in, he dies." Then he reaches in his pocket, takes out his finger, and shows Hauk. Hauk's like, "I'm ready to talk. 16, 17, or 15. He's like, "What do you want?" 13, 12. Finally, they all leave. Because he knows he's not messing around. And I got a picture of Retard Face from Leatherface, or Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Leatherface. Not my favorite. And I tried to do this at the American Werewolf in London. Picture of David from The Slaughtered Lamb. And then another one of my favorites is one of Quint in Jaws. I wrote down, "I had a bigger boat," and there's an arrow pointing to the back. And he says, "It was the USS Indianapolis. The boat he was on that took the nuclear warhead to the island of Guinea and Delahi, the Hiroshima bomb. And on the way back, they were sunk. And 1,500 men went in the water. 450 came out. Sharks took the rest." That must have been a living fucking hell, man. Those guys, talk about your PTSD show.
Yeah.
You know?
It's not like nothing.
And then, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of this movie. It's called Shockwaves. And on the cover it says, "From the depths of hell's ocean." What happens is, these people show up in this boat. There's some weird whatever in the air. And they land on this island. The boat's out of commission. They're next to this island. But come to find out, the scientist, the old man living on the island, has created an army of dead Nazi soldiers. And I guess this was something from World War II. But the war ended, but somebody forgot about these guys. And I really like this movie. It's good. It's kind of... It's made in the 80s, so it's going to have that old 80s feel, but that's okay.
I'm so bad.
What?
I'm sitting there going to Google and all this other crap while you're talking. Trying to pay attention, but trying not to laugh because one of my favorite singers says he doesn't have a nose ring. I'm trying to figure out why he's saying he doesn't have a nose ring, but trying to listen to you at the same time.
Oh. See, this is one of my favorites because I think it looks like a young Elvis.
Yeah, you told me.
And it's Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
In Escape from New York. And then when he finds out how to put those little bombs in his neck, he says, "When I get back, I'm going to kill you." It's one of my favorite movies, if you can't tell. And this is a story about Roanoke, Virginia, the colonists who landed here, and they disappeared. And when Captain John Smith got back from England, he was a couple years late because they had to commission his boat for war. Anyway, when he got back, his daughter, his granddaughter, everybody was gone. And all he found written on, carved in a tree, was the letter C-R-O. And then there was a little fence post that had the word Croatoan on it. And that was it.
Children's book on that.
Yeah. And that happened in April 26, 1587. And then I got a silly Frankenstein. Do you remember the movie? This movie, I'll never forget this as long as I live. Frankenstein gets out of the castle. He's just wandering around. He finds that old blind guy that gives him coffee or something. And then he's walking along and he hears this little girl's voice. "She loves me. She loves me not." Well, you come to find out, he walks up to her. She says, "Do you want to play?" And he's like, "Yeah, I'll play." And she hands him a flower. And he's copying what she's doing. "She loves me, she loves me not." Of course, she can't talk. That's just me. Anyway, he runs out of petals to throw in the water. So the camera looks at his face and he goes like this. I know you can't see it, but he kind of goes. And then he picks her up and throws her in the water. But that was banned when it came out in like 1939 or whatever that movie, whenever it came out. But that's what sticks with me, pretty much. And I've got one of Tarkin. He turned out really well. He's telling Leia, I grow tired of asking this, so it will be the last time. Where is the rebel base? And it's got a picture of the Death Star shooting laser. Han Solo from the Millennium Falcon. And on the back is Boba Fett, his arch enemy. And that one turned out really well, so. Mm-hmm. Boba. And then one of my favorite all-time movies is Alien. Well, not only because my name is in the movie, but
Captain Dallas.
Yeah, Captain Dallas. He gets killed though. But, picture of Dallas on the front. Huh?
Captain Dallas one of the
people. Yep. They go into the airlock quicker than the same, but they don't realize it grew to be about 11 feet tall in a matter of a day. It went from like this little tiny 3-inch penis looking thing to an 11-foot tall monster. And I got a picture of Dallas on the front. I think it turned out good. And on the back, I got the Weyland-Yutani Corporation logo. It says, Building Better Worlds. Yeah. And then these didn't really turn out the way I wanted them to, but I got a picture of Tom Evans from Badfinger on the front and Pete Hamm on the back from Badfinger. Pete was born on April 27th, 1947. He died April 27th, 1947. He died April 24th, 1975. He hung himself to death because his manager was ripping him off. They weren't getting any money. I know they did a song called Without You. I know they was bringing in millions, but their manager ripped them off. And he had a baby coming. Couldn't buy the house and take care of his family the way he wanted. So he hung himself. And in 83, Tom Evans, the bass player, he couldn't do it anymore because he got in a bad argument with the guitar player, Jeffrey Mullen, Tom, something like that. Don't really care. Tom was born in June 5th, 1947. And he died 11/23/83. That's your mom was born in 48. Yeah. Anyway, that's a sad story. But I'm fascinated by those two. Stan Lee, born 12/28/22, died 11/12/18. And on the back of it, the Hulk smash. Picture of the Hulk. Yeah, Stan will be missed, man. He gave us a lot. And I got a picture of the creature from the Black Lagoon. And then on the back, I got the Lagoon. Detail? Mm-hmm. The Lagoon? Well, go ahead. Then I got Ichabod Crane, little pumpkin, looking scared to death. And then I got a pumpkin on the back with the Headless Horseman in his outfit.
How did you get my junior high school math teacher?
My wife's doing acrobatics on the bed right now. I give you a 10.0 for that, so.
Okay.
Will you take that in?
No.
Okay. Sorry. That's all right. Leave it out there. And then I got another one of the Grim Reaper standing there saying no one gets out alive in the cemetery. And on the back I got a picture of an arm coming out of the ground that says they're coming to get you. Picture Calico Jack's boat, and was born 12/26/1682, died 11/18/1720. Picture of a pirate boat. And on the picture of the front, Skull and Crossbones, who Calico Jack is credited with designing. I've got one of John Carpenter and Captain Blake of the Elizabeth Dane from The Fog. Buzz and Woody, my wife's two favorite toys. That one I think I'll keep. One of Michael Myers, and on the back is the headstone of his sister, Judith Myers. Picture of a bloody knife. And then this one is a picture of an angel standing in a woodland area, but she's a fallen angel, she's got horns. And on the back, kneeling on an altar of some kind, is an angel of grief. And then another one of Snoopy, he's my World War flying ace. And on the back I got the Bloody Red Baron, 80 kills. His name is Manfred Long, or if you can talk him. I like that one too. And then, picture of an alien hovering over Earth. And the caption says, Earth is next. And on the back, I got a picture of a UFO soaring through the galaxy. And this one's yours. I can't sell that one.
You can't sell anything that's copyrighted, so.
Well, I know, but look at what I wrote on it.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And now, last but not least.
Can you get a blow on the tap?
Picture of Godzilla. And he's, the caption under him says, now I am become death, the destroyer of worlds. And on the back, I got a picture of a cloud after the explosion. And it says, blue sky, black death. So, that's all my bookmarks. I don't know how many I have.
There's a lot. So did you read on the... You didn't burn the menu, did you?
Yeah. Okay, so that's my bookmark. Anyway, I want to... I'm probably going to change. It's now October, my favorite time of the year. Creatures of the night, vampires, you name it, ghouls, and my microphone just fell. So, I need to tape this down or something. So it's moving around. Anyway, hold on. Yeah, my favorite time of the year, weather starts to change. It didn't really get as hot as I thought it was going to this year.
Oh, it did.
You know, but...
You just lived under the air conditioner and you could turn it all over.
Yeah, I got my AC going when it's hot, usually sometimes when it's not. So, hey, I'm a poet and didn't know it. But, for all my fans out there, which is probably one or two, I will say, yeah, thanks for listening, whatever, you know. It's an amazing ride. Life's too short for the bullshit, so... all we can do is look after each other and hang out, you know. So, horror movie time. 31 days, I'm going to watch a movie every day for 31 days.
Okay.
And...
Sorry, we've done a couple, it's just...
That vanished was... And then the ending... Yeah, don't think you know. Well, just don't think you know horror movies, you know, until you've seen this one. It's got a new twist to it, so my suspenders are busted, and I can't. I just gonna throw these away.
You're so funny.
What?
You're in the middle of the podcast. My suspenders are busted.
Well, you know, like I said before, it's my podcast. Yours and mine.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I can't say
Any, well, on my podcast, I changed my name to Snake McCready. If you want to go on Slasher and check out my posts and stuff, go ahead. And then, if you want to get a hold of me somehow, you can do it through Slasher. So, it's a pretty cool app. I never answer the phone. But they're out there. The horror movies. I watched one called... the wife and I watched one called The Kill List. Remember that, Shelley? These two guys are going around England and all of a sudden they get orders to kill people and...
Yeah, I think remember
that. That was pretty wild. But if you want to check that one out, that's on Amazon Prime too, so.
We do a lot of Amazon Prime.
I love the Prime, man. I love the Prime. It's cheap, you get some good movies.
I buy a lot of them.
Yeah, we bought, what is it, The Banished, and then Tax Collector with Mr. Angry himself, Shia LaBeouf.
Shit.
I listened to an interview with Brad Pitt. And,
well, like Brad's perfect.
Well, I know, but in the movie Fury or whatever about the tank war, he says Shia and him got into actually fighting because of his attitude. He's got something that causes him to lose, go ballistic. So who knows? We all have our kryptonites. Well, I call them.
Yeah,
nobody's perfect. And. We've all got our kryptonite. Mine is kryptonite or ramen noodles.
You are the big one.
Lay down, Luke. Lay down. You're not getting up there to eat. My dog is... God, he's stupid.
Well, he's not stupid. He just knows where to go to eat.
But I am a collector of horror movies, and I'm a collector of knives and swords. You can just ask my wife. Huh, Shell?
Yes. I'm sorry,
And believe it or not, I bought some really cool knives from the Wish app. You guys ever want to check it out, man? Well, yeah, some of them, they don't sell them sharpened because I don't think they could. I think it's against the law to sell a sharp knife in the mail or whatever. So they send it to your doll. It's got a sharp point. But they sent it to your doll. And I had one of my knives, a little pocket knife, stolen right out of my Jeep. I know who did it, but, you know, you can't accuse anybody, you know. Him and two girls were sitting next to my Jeep. I had made the mistake of leaving the windows open because it was hot. And I do Postmates. So I go back, get in the Jeep. I'm driving around. Like a day or two later, I realize my knife is missing. And... That's the last place I saw it was in my Jeep. So.
Don't accuse him of
something. I'm not accusing.
I know.
I'm just saying. Those were the people that were around the Jeep by the time that knife disappeared. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
So, I'm not going to name any names or nothing. I can't prove it, so. I'll just have to buy another knife. I mean, it's only like $6. That Wish app is pretty cool. Don't ever order clothes from there because.
yeah.
I ordered my wife a dress. Oh, God, that was stupid. One of the stupidest purchases I've ever made. So, anywho, we're going to watch Don't Knock Twice. I think I've seen it before, but I want to watch it. So.
God, I have, goodness me, I have been in the most sarcastic mood today.
Yeah, you're loud, Shelley. With what we put up with, what you put up with, what we have to do, the fighting and the scratching to get somewhere in this life, man. And I've got an interview or some people who are in charge of something for me are having a meeting on the 8th. And I'll
Listen,
find
Mark,
out.
Everybody keep your fingers crossed. If things start to turn around for us, please.
Yeah. Well, we know we all love our listeners. There's been a couple of you that have listened to that, a couple of my podcasts, so that's pretty cool, and I just want to say thanks.
I go on and on, but
I
really need some help.
Yeah, we need some positive energy.
I need positive energy, positive vibes.
Positive money would help.
No, I don't want the money.
I'm just kidding.
Energy and positive vibes.
I'm just kidding. So, anyway, you guys.
Everybody's hating me now.
Life is.
Stay healthy, stay happy, and be careful.
Life is short. You know, all we can do is take care of the people in our lives. You know, as long as you do that, as long as you have a family and a background, somebody to fight for you, to stand there and say, bullshit, or you can do it, or, you know, or call you on your crap. My wife does it all the time. She calls me out on it. And I don't mind, because if you can't be criticized, you can't learn from your past mistakes. And you're going to be doomed to repeat them until finally somebody either kicks your ass, or you will learn from your mistake. You know, I have a right to my opinion. And growing up, me and my brother, we would fight all the time because he kept telling me to shut up. I'm like, I told him one time, we lived in Fairbanks, Alaska. I told him to shut the fuck up, finally, you know. And he always won the fights and stuff, but I learned a wrestling move when I was a kid, and I tried it on him, and whenever I got him in the scissor lock, he couldn't move or he couldn't breathe. Well, the scissor lock is, you use your legs.
I know what it is. You know. I have brothers.
And the guy used to put his finger in his ass and make me smell it.
Ew.
When he held me down, punching on me and stuff. So, yeah, I have issues. But don't we all?
But I'm not really.
And my brother will never, you know, I guess he got married or something. It came along in my life that my real family, I'm not going to say real family. My biologic family, I've lost touch with. There's a couple of years I didn't even talk to my sister, but I've sent her. We've talked a couple of times on Facebook and stuff. So, my daughter, she hates me. Sometimes I say and do things on Facebook that we were talking. We were really getting along until I did something. I can't remember what. Next thing
you
I know,
said something not nice about me.
Oh, Celeste.
My daughter.
Yeah, I said she was evil or something. And just, you know, you got to learn when you can say something, when you can't, or when you should or where you shouldn't. You know, it's called social media, but they don't want you being too social. You know what I mean? So,
You even heard it from me.
But I come to find out that my wife and my kid have texted each other a couple times or whatever. Who knows? Maybe my kid will let me back into her life someday. If you've never experienced horror, try getting a divorce and having your wife tell you you can't see your daughter. And this kid is 27.
No.
Wait a minute.
She's 33.
I was trying to figure out how. Because she was born in 87.
She's 33, honey.
Well, how old is Celeste?
31.
Okay, whatever. See, she calls me out all the time. And that's okay. That's just part of being married. You know? Can't get mad at for stuff like that. And I've learned a lot in these past 8 years. I've learned a lot basically since the year 2003. When I first got out. Well, when I got out of the Army the second time. I did two tours. Why does this phone keep turning off? Pissing me off. Anyway, these podcasts are only for an hour. You get a warning at about 55 minutes telling you you only got 5 minutes left. I didn't know these were an hour, so we've been at 45 minutes now, so I'm going to call it listen to horror, listen to your friends, stay with your family.
Hello. Thanks for listening to our rants.
Yeah. You know, this is a good way for me to get, you know, certain things out. So
y'all have a wonderful evening.
I know this is called Horror of Your Lives. So isn't that Horror of Your Lives? You know, money.
COVID is Horror of Our Lives.
COVID, money problems, you know, this stupid thing where you gotta wear that stupid mask all the time.
I kinda like it. I ordered some really cute ones today.
The the library was closed for the longest time. They just reopened it about a week or so ago. The new one here by where we live hasn't even got any books in it yet. And that was supposed to have been open in April. It's now October. Then we had an earthquake here in March. March 18th. I mean, if you want to experience horror, try living through a freaking earthquake. I was walking down the hall. I was going to go turn the TV on, listen to the news about COVID, because at that time, that's when it was just coming out, you know, and people were scared to death. And I wanted to listen to the news. Next thing I know, I'm laying on my ass because the walls shift. It looks like they went up and down, like I was on one of those stupid, you know, at an amusement park where there's this big turning thing, and yet try to walk through it without falling on your ass. That's what it was like. But it was also sounded like a tank was trying to land on the top of the house. Or a plane, yeah, a big old plane, whatever. So yeah, we know horror. It's out there. Look out for each other. Look out for yourself. Look out for the people that care about you.
Check on your neighbors.
You know. Yeah, check on your neighbors. Let people know if they need help. If you got a handicapped neighbor, disabled, go over there and ask them if you can mow or something for them. Mm-hmm. You know, just take care of each other, because each other is all we have. And that's the most important thing in the world, not this bullshit election and all that crap. That's horror in itself. And I could go on and on about that stupid election for the next year. So, just like I say, take care of yourself. You mean something to somebody. Okay? There's somebody out there.
That smells like pizza.
That's just...
They smell like pizza.
Why do they smell like pizza?
I just had the urge to say it.
But they're out there. And I know my rant's over, so... we'll cut this off at 48 minutes, which is in 20 seconds. So, I will say, stick to your guns. Watch your horror. Listen to your music. You know? She can't stand my music. The horror. It gives her nightmares and stuff, because the only time I get to listen to music is at night when I'm in bed. So, you guys take it easy, and this is
Dallas
and Shelley signing off. Take it easy, man. Till next time.